Mary Baker Eddy's Peculiar Church. The Mother Church of Christ Scientist and its branches are designed as a framework for awakening humanity from lust and hypocrisy within the jurisdiction of a perfectly coordinated kindergarten. The design is ingenious and heavenly. The practice is earthly, for it must dissolve as a human organization when lust and hypocrisy are mastered. Do you not find it curious that the moment a person becomes a genuine Christian Scientist, which is a requirement for office holders in the Mother Church and for all readers in branch churches, that person has graduated from kindergarten? We are not Christian Scientists until we leave all for Christ. When one truly leaves all for Christ, he becomes conscious of the temple within, the structure of truth and love, and the material form of church is no longer attractive to him. Mrs. Eddy gave us accurate guidelines for awakening, but did not personally insist on or punish all those who violated her guidelines. If she had demanded complete compliance, which was her right, the organization would have instantly collapsed and would not have accomplished its unique purpose. She set the supreme example regarding compassion and wrote the standard for communion with Christ. The manual of the Mother Church is imbued with lessons that, if honestly followed to their logical conclusion, lead us to see and dispense with our hidden hatred of truth. The moment we realize that we are violating some rule, we can resign, reform ourselves, or be subject to excommunication. If we reform, we become genuine Christian Scientists and no longer need or desire the human structure. In this case, the church has accomplished its intended purpose. If we are aware of our mistake and stubbornly hold to it, and someone within the organization recognizes the deficiency and demands compliance, we should, by law, be excommunicated. Of course, those individuals standing in judgment of us are also members of the organization, working their purpose out. Only those ignorant of their sin but waiting on God for clarity may find a necessity for inclusion in the spiritual symbols of worship. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Isn't that beautiful? If there is a necessity for hypocrites to be reformed, there is a need for the Church of Christ Scientist, but not otherwise. If we follow our leader, we know from whence we came and who we are. Science has no material element. Mrs. Eddy knew that genuine Christian Scientists have no need to worship outwardly, but those who are just being introduced to the Christ principle need evidence of spiritual healing, instruction in righteousness, clearly elaborated discipline, spiritual striving, easy comfort, and good company. Beginners are not ready to thoroughly embrace Christ's instruction, "When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, that they may be seen of men. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." As we reach millennial consciousness, we must conclude that the manual of the Mother Church endures as an idea in mind, for mind is its originator, and the material counterpart dissolves. Our only necessity is acknowledgement and proof of one whole God-governed man, aflame with divine love. St. John saw a sea of glass mingled with fire, assuring his absolute compliance to love and truth. When God's government is transparent, non-compliance is impossible and unknown.